Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we'll learn today and tomorrow, God is worthy of our worship. The Bible passage that we've been reading and discussing this week is John chapter 12. I am about to read to you from just one verse in this chapter. In this act, Mary serves as an example to us of how we are to worship Jesus. As we get prepared for the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ coming up next weekend, I am introducing you to Mary at the start of the final week of his earthly life before Christ's death on the cross for our sins. And this always begs the question, how do you respond to Jesus? He is alive today in heaven, and he pursues you here in your life on planet Earth. And what's in your heart when you hear him calling your name? Think about this and bear in mind your attitude toward Christ as we proceed. And if you have been with us, then you already know a lot. We've spent the previous three broadcasts and podcasts talking background and verses 1 and 2 of John 12. If you missed that, you can still get it. Just stick with me until the end and you'll find out how you can hear God is repeatedly. But here now is John chapter 12 and verse 3. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. We're going to spend a couple of days with this verse because there's much here that bears knowing. God's word is rich in detail. And at the start now, I want to talk about this perfume. Then I want to talk about posture and power. I'll explain those words when I get to them, but here's an outline for you. In John 12, verse 3, I'll be talking about the perfume, the posture, and the power. And to do this, all we're going to do is take verse 3 phrase by phrase. This is not rocket science. And when you're able, get your Bible open in front of you, and you'll see exactly what I'm doing. And the first phrase is this, a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard. That's our first P, the perfume. John tells us there is a pound of it. That is the equivalent of about 12 ounces as we measure today. Mary has 12 ounces of this, and by my estimation, that's quite a bit. Furthermore, the Bible says this perfume was very costly. And of course it was, because it was made from nard. What is nard? N-A-R-D. Nard is a plant. Full name is spikenard. And it grows in the countries of Nepal, China, and India. If you extract the oil from the root of the plant, then you get a beautiful smelling perfume. And that is what Mary had. But Mary is in Israel. So this perfume came a long way and the distance added to its cost. And if you are paying close attention, then you'll notice it is not just nard, but pure nard. This is the purest kind of fragrance, high quality. No wonder it was so expensive. Further along in John 12 at verse 5, and over in Mark's gospel, we read that this was worth over 300 denarii, which is a year's wages. Let me read John 12, verse 5. Judas asks, why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to poor people? He values it at 300 denarii. And then Mark 14, verse 5, some in the room at Simon's house were saying, quote, for this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii. The others agreed with Judas' assessment of the value of the pure nard. And then to add even more value to what Mary holds in her hand, the perfume of pure nard was held in an alabaster vial, according to Matthew and Mark. Well, you do not put expensive perfume in any old bottle. No, the gorgeous alabaster was used. And Mark tells us she broke the neck of the vial to pour the perfume over Jesus. Cracking alabaster. What a gift this was for her Lord. So that's our first P in the outline, the perfume. The second, we have Mary's posture. Our second P stands for posture. John 12, verse 3 continues, "And Mary anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair." See here what Mary does with her precious perfume? She soaks the Lord in it. The Bible says she anoints him. Matthew and Mark said Mary poured the perfume on his head and John on his feet. There's no contradiction here. The posture of Jesus reclining at the table, as the custom in that day, meant that Mary could stand behind him and above him and pour the possession over his head and then down his body and over Christ's feet. Remember, she has about 12 ounces. Jesus himself indicates he wore the perfume over his whole body. Listen to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 12. "For when she," Mary, "poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial." Note, my body. Mary covered Christ in the perfume. Her posture was to stand and pour it over his head, and then to go to his outstretched feet and to wipe his feet with her hair, anointing the most dusty and therefore dirty part of his physical body, the feet. And for her to let down her hair was at best indecent and mostly considered immoral. Respectable Jewish women just did not let their hair down in public, but Mary did. And that's because she used her hair to wipe the Lord's feet. This would also have been considered by the onlookers as degrading. In fact, in that culture, only the most menial of all the slaves washed their master's feet. It was a dirty, despicable task. But here, Mary wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. She didn't just use her hands or a towel. No, Mary used her own hair. This is quite the posture she takes, isn't it? Indecent, degrading, the lowest slave's task. But Mary does it all for Jesus. She adores him, she worships him, and she loves him. Reminded of the words of the hymn, "All to Jesus I surrender. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now." Mary did not sing that. She lived that. What a truly remarkable scene. And this brings us to the third of the three P's in our little outline today, the power. First, we discussed the perfume and then the posture and now the power. There's a lot of power in this encounter between Mary and Jesus, with everyone else looking on, shocked by what they see her do. We're going to find out what the disciples think about this, and specifically how Judas reacts. And we will hear from Jesus himself. All of them react to the power that emanates from this sweet fragrance. But as we consider this power, note the third and final phrase in John 3, rather, John 12, verse 3, "And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume." Wow, the whole house was filled with this pungent and pure odor. Mary has brought all the attention on Jesus, as it should be, and we're going to continue to discuss Mary and her response to Christ. But we really are not able to say more about this today because we need to meet another character in the story who interjects yet another contrast to her. His name is Judas, and let me just put it to you like this for now. His response to Jesus Christ is much different than Mary's. So when we come to verse 4 tomorrow, we'll talk about Judas, and in the context of what he says, circle back to our foremother in the faith, Mary. My point is, I'm not finished with her just yet. What I would like to do now is to have you consider with me two verses from the Old Testament book, The Song of Solomon. Now, I do not know when is the last time you read the Song of Solomon. This is not usually a portion of the Bible that the average person, let alone Christian person, is reading. Having said that, in Song of Solomon chapter 1 and verse 3, the text says, "Your oils have a pleasing fragrance. Your name is like purified oil." And prophetically speaking, whose name is this? It's Christ. The fragrance, the purified oil, the perfume, the pure nard has been poured over him. And it gets better down in Song of Solomon chapter 1 at verse 12. Listen to this. Song of Solomon 1 verse 12. "While the king was at his table, my perfume gave forth its fragrance." The king is Christ, and his table is pictured here in John 12, and the king's perfume that Mary has poured all over King Jesus' body gives forth a fragrance that's powerful. Song of Solomon 1, verses 3 and 12. The perfume, the posture, and the power, all in one sentence of John 12, that is verse 3. We learned a lot today. We're packing in truth into every minute we have with one another. Let's not waste any time. I hope that you will think on these things, that in a sense you will smell this. Pound a very costly perfume of pure nard. Let it touch your nose as you remember Mary's loving worship of Christ. She emerges as a rose next to the thorn who is Judas. So come on back tomorrow as we meet him here, and as we contrast Mary to Judas. We'll do that on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.